Hey Mama, welcome back to the One Income Family Podcast. Today we're going to be going over why your budget isn't working for you. A budget, it can be an amazing tool that can get you places you never thought you'd be, but in order to get to that place, it has to work for you. It has to be something you and your family can get behind and get excited for. Otherwise, you're simply going to be wasting your time creating a plan that you end up throwing out the window the first sign of trouble. I know, I've been there, and that is why today I've chosen three specific reasons why your budget isn't working for you, and I'm gonna help you take the next right step to getting your budget on track and something that you are excited to follow. So go grab your budget and, you know, maybe throw your kids outside because it's warming up here, so I'm hoping it's warming up there. Yay spring, right? And let's get it. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. How often do you find yourself throwing away the plan all because you struggle to stick to your budget? You are not alone. I have done that many times at the beginning of my one income journey. My desire right there in the moment won out against my better judgment, and all it took was one slip up for me to throw caution to the wind and give up on my budget. This left us in a pile of stress and overwhelm trying to make it through to the next paycheck because, yes, we were living paycheck to paycheck and it felt impossible. But you don't have to go through that like I did. I want to introduce to you my new offer, the Budget Edit. During a budget edit, we will find money hidden in your budget, making it easier for you to stick to your budget. So go to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell, that's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L, and book your budget edit call now. If you're still uncertain if this call is for you, then join me on a free clarity call so that you can learn more about this amazing offer and get all of your questions answered so that you can embrace financial peace today. Again, go to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell, that's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L, to get your free clarity call. So when it comes to budgeting, there's always that learning process, right? And there have been so many times that I have wanted to throw my budget out the window. My husband and I, we couldn't get on the same page. I know I was being dramatic and drastic. I just hated that all of that time and energy that I put into every single budget, which was bi-weekly, and that we just couldn't get on the same page, and all this energy that I put into this budget just felt like it was a waste of time, waste of energy, because we never ended up agreeing. I know at the time we really didn't have a whole bunch of like extra expendable income, right? But it still was like super difficult to even get on the same track so that we could even have a plan to do anything with that extra money. I know we had to go through that time of that transition time, which maybe I should do an episode about that, but the transition period of going from two incomes to one income and like all of the weight my husband felt with having to be the one to bring in that income, we had to go through that phase. But at the same time, I was going through it as well, trying to figure out how to work things out. And I know that I was trying to do things my way instead of figure out a way that we could all do it together. And that is why I really wanted to do today's episode, because budgeting, if done correctly, is an amazing tool that can get you places that you never thought you'd be. But if you don't use it right and you don't have it set up correctly, then it's just going to be something that's going to be a waste of your time, a waste of your energy, and it's just not going to get you places. I know that all I did at the beginning of this was essentially make sure that we could pay our bills and we could eat and drive and do all the basic things, you know, what a basic budget is. But we also wanted to do so much more, but we couldn't figure out how to get on the same page. And so that is why I really put today's episode together, because it's really important to be able to use your budget to its fullest and not just say, well, to heck with it, because it's not going right now. I'm just gonna get rid of it and not worry about it. And maybe we'll try again next month, right? Yeah, that's not a fun place to be. And I want to either prevent you from going to that place, right? Or help you get out of that. And so that's what this episode is about. So what are the three things that I'm going to talk about as to why your budget isn't working? Well, the first thing is you may be following somebody else's plan. So I know that there are so many budgets out there that are great and awesome. And if you're like me, you go and you try to follow somebody else's plan because it's easier and you're not exactly sure of what it is that you're supposed to be doing. You're trying to set up this budget, but we never were taught how to budget in school, right? So we're like, how do we set up a budget? What's supposed to be in it? How's this supposed to be something that, you know, portrays who we are and all this stuff that I talk about on the podcast all the time, right? But that's why I like to go to the internet, and sometimes I will just copy and paste what somebody else is doing. But with your budget, it's not going to work, just like anything else. If you don't specialize it to you and to your family, it's not going to work for you because your likes are different than somebody else's likes. And that's why it's so important to make sure that you know what is important to you and you put it into your budget so that you can see what's important to you. Just like your house and all the things inside of it, your budget shows you what you enjoy, what brings you joy, the things that you like to do, not just the simple, oh, pay our bills, but even your bills are some of the things that you enjoy doing, right? So one person is not going to have the same bills that another person has. It's not going to happen. And even like the daily expenditures, it's not going to be the same as somebody else's. And that's why you want to really make sure that you're not just copy and pasting somebody else's budget. And you may not be doing that like as extreme as what I'm talking about, but there are some things that maybe a lot of people say. If you get into the finance world, you hear a lot of people say cutting out expenses. And the first thing your brain goes to is like cutting out your coffees or cutting out your Netflix subscriptions and stuff like that. But in all reality, if that's something that you enjoy, then maybe you don't cut it out. And there might be something else that you can get rid of or another way you can cut a cost to be able to keep that stuff that does bring you joy. And so that is why it's so important to be able to set up your own plan instead of trying to follow somebody else's. So then the second thing as to why your budget may not be working is something that I've kind of been touching on in the beginning of the episode where my husband and I, you know, we didn't get along there, right? Well, a lot of the times is because you're the one sitting down creating this budget, you're taking time to create this elaborate budget, this elaborate plan that's supposed to get you places and get you doing the things that you really want to do, but you did it. You did it by yourself, and maybe that's what you want to happen. Maybe that's what your husband wants, is for you to sit down and do it, but it's not the fact that he wants you to do it is the struggle. The struggle is that every plan and every piece of the budget revolves around you, essentially. And you and your husband don't like the same things No matter how alike you are, he has different interests than you do. Your children have different interests than you do. And figuring out how to balance that all together so that everybody is happy is difficult to do, especially if you are the only one with your eyes and hands inside of this budget. That's why every single time that I budget now, or at least make the big overall plan budget, I sit down with my husband. He doesn't like to budget, but I make him sit down there and look at the budget with me so that we are collectively creating a plan together that both of us are going to get behind, that both of us are going to enjoy, that both of us are willingly going to follow and excitedly going to follow, because it's going to achieve both of our goals, not just one of our goals. And so that is why it's so important to sit down and really get on the same level with each other when you make these big, high, overarching goals or direction or priorities that you want to set behind to create your budget. You need to do it together, not alone. That does not mean that every single paycheck has to be done together, but it does mean that you are getting an overall picture of what it is that you're trying to do together. And then maybe throughout the week, asking each other, like, what needs to be added to the budget so that when you sit down to do your paycheck budget, you are getting everything that needs to be taken care of. Just recently, we got sick, like, for a whole month and finally decided to go and get help, like go to the doctor, right? And so my budget, like, my goodness, the entire like paycheck cycle, I was going, man, I did terrible budgeting this paycheck. I was, maybe I'll do an episode on how off that got and how I go through and resurrect the off budget kind of thing. That would be a good thing. Yeah, maybe that'll be the next episode. But, it really is something that we have to do together and we have to talk to each other about so that we aren't setting up a budget that is like, you're going, wow, I did terrible budgeting this cycle. But that's life. Things pop up, things happen, and that's why you have a budget set up for those unexpected things, right? But if you don't have an idea of what everybody wants, and I know I say the whole family, it's essentially just you and your husband, but that doesn't mean that you don't want to possibly like set up a little section for your children if you want to be able to like buy them clothes or school stuff, or maybe take them to the museum or that kind of stuff, those fun little expenditure things. So you still want to be able to have that in there if that's a priority for you guys. Maybe that's not something you're worried about spending money on. Maybe you just sit down and figure out how to do those same fun things together without having to spend a lot of money, right? So there are so many ways that you can include your budget and not include your budget with the things that you like to do. And you just have to figure out how to balance that all, which is a struggle sometimes, especially when you're trying to do it yourself and not including the other people in on the plan. So that's how you'll get everyone to follow along, right? So then the third thing that I want to talk about as to why your budget isn't working is because, and this one's a little heavier, you're not actually budgeting. Yeah, I'm going to say that again. You're not actually budgeting. So if you're sitting down and paying your bills and that's all that you're concerned about, and then whether or not you can get groceries and pay for gas, if those are the only three things that you are truly concerned about, and then whatever's left over, you just do with as you please. And as the days go on, you're like, oh yeah, I've got the money, I'm going to buy that kind of thing. That's not a budget. I've done that kind of budget, and that's when my husband and I were getting into arguments and fights, right? Because we weren't actually budgeting. Yeah, maybe I had this awesome plan laid out and maybe I made sure the bills were paid, but I didn't actually know where my money was going. Every dollar didn't have a plan. And at the phase we were at, it was kind of hard to do that because we didn't really get a lot of extra income. And when we got that extra income, it's like, ooh, what can I do with that shiny money, right? Super excited. It's burning a hole in my pocket. What am I going to do with it? That's not a place you want to be. And by having a budget set up that so that you know where every single dollar is going, that every dollar has a job, you don't get that hole in your pocket. You don't get money burning a hole in your pocket is essentially what I'm trying to say. You are able to level-headedly go out and place the money where it needs to go because you've already created a big overarching budget, and all you have to do is implement the little pieces that will then get your budget where it is that you want to go, right? And so if you don't actually have a budget set up, then, you know, that's the first thing that I want you to go out and figure out how to do, which if you don't want to do that by yourself, definitely hop on a free clarity call and let's get that figured out so that you can get your budget set up for you and working for you, but not just for you, but for your whole family so that your priorities shine through so that you know where your money needs to go and where it is that you need to focus your time on to figure out how to use your money as best as you can, right? Like, where do you need to be frugal? Where do you want to throw extra money at because you don't have the time to do that, right? So that is what you should focus on first, is getting that budget set up and getting a real budget set up that actually is going to get you places. So how can you get your budget to work for you? How can you set it up so that it's something everyone can get behind and get excited for? The simplest thing that I can tell you to do, and I'm just going to give you one step because I don't want to overwhelm you, but I want you to sit down and I want you to think about, I just dropped my pen, but I want you to think about what you want your money to do. It's more than just bills. It's more than just expenses and income. It's an experience. It's a feeling. What do you want your money to do for you? What do you want to happen throughout your year? Maybe you don't want to go throughout that big of an area. Maybe just your next paycheck. What do you want from that money? And get that budget set up in a way that you know what your priorities are. Once you have that list of priorities and you know the kind of feeling that you want, the experience that you want, then it's a lot easier for you to go in and allocate your money where it needs to go. You have categories and it's a lot easier to just say, okay, this much needs to go here, this much needs to go here. I don't have a whole lot left here, but let's split it up to where a little bit can go here, a little bit can go there, and you can get everything that's a priority for you covered. So that is what I want you to do right now. I want you to sit down and I want you to think about what you want your money to do for you. I don't want you to have a income amount set in your brain. I just want you to sit down and say, okay, what are my goals throughout this year? And what goals have money attached to them? And what goals do I have to have money for? And what goals can I be frugal about or can I not spend any money on? Where do you need to really think about where that money needs to go? And what can you get rid of? What excess bills can you get rid of that aren't serving you? Are you using all of those subscriptions? Are you, do you even know that how many subscriptions you have? Do you even know where your bills are going? Do you know where your money is going? Really just sit down and think about what your priorities are and where you can move your money around so that you can achieve those priorities and then dive into a budget. So that's where I'm going to stop today because I don't want to overwhelm you, but I do want you to know that this is something that I can help you with. And this is something that we look and see together in my offer, which is called the Budget Edit, where we will find that money that maybe is going someplace that you don't necessarily need it or want it to go, that we can maybe cut down some expenses so that you can allocate it to a place that you want it to go. You can achieve those goals, maybe get rid of some debt that you didn't know that you had or you didn't realize was almost able to be paid off, right? How into your finances are you? How in the know do you know where your money is going, right? So in a budget edit, this is what we do. We figure out where each dollar is going and we decide whether or not you want it to go there. And if you're not sure if this is the right next step for you, then I want you to join me on a free clarity call. This is a call where you can learn more about this offer, but more importantly, you can get your questions answered and you can figure out what your next right step is so that you can embrace financial peace for your entire family, so that you can find money that needs to be placed other places in your budget and really just get it tweaked to where it suits your family and is working for you, and you're excited to go out and to continue budgeting because it's actually achieving those goals that you were looking for. So please go grab either a budget edit or a free clarity call, and you can get either one of those calls at calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. And let's get you budgeting and excited to budget so that you can stick to your budget and achieve your financial goals. And with that being said, I pray that you have a blessed and joyful week, and I will see you right back here next Tuesday on another episode of the One Income Family Podcast. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. And it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies. So I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.